I'm supposed to meet Gary Roustan in a small office space located on the east side of Paris. But when I get to the address, I'm greeted by a colorful and diverse crowd of young people. They tell me Gary is busy making signs in another room. That's because Gary, as the president of Le Mag LGBT, an organization for lesbian, gay, bi and transgender youth, is busy preparing for the upcoming Gay Pride. The 27-year-old greets me with a wide smile. Gay marriage was legalized in France over a year ago. But despite what most activists call a victory, Gary says he has seen a rise in homophobia since millions took the streets against the reform.
Homophobic violence became increasingly common last year, especially verbal violence. There were also a lot of attacks. Here at Le Mag, the young people felt it and were more concerned for their safety. The situation has calmed down now, but we felt it.
Le Mag is a place where LGBT youth can come together to discuss issues that affect them. But the core of the volunteers' work is educating high school students against homophobia. Last year, members of the organization were invited to speak by teachers in 128 different schools. Gary currently works for the city of Paris as a technician and has been president of the organization in his spare time for almost a year. He says, almost laughing, that his colleagues learned he was gay when they saw him on television. The activist, originally from southern France, explains how he became the president of Le Mag.
I first joined in 2008 because while I knew I was gay, I didn't accept it at all, and it was my first contact with homosexuals. It allowed me to accept myself and to take control of my own life. I quickly got involved in the association and now I'm the president. I would have never thought that one day I would be the president of an association that fights for the well-being of LGBT youth and against homophobia.
As president of the organization, one of Gary's duties is to take part in the work Le Mag does in high schools. He says it took him a long time to feel confident enough to go talk with high schoolers.
It took me a long time before I started participating in classroom work because I was afraid of not being patient enough, of not knowing what to say and taking things too personally. And finally, when I attended a class for the first time, I thought, oh, I want to speak out, because I felt equipped for that. In the end, you have to stand back and not take things personally, and that's how dialogue develops.
According to Gary and other members of Le Mag, speaking to young students is always a rewarding experience, and teachers seem to really enjoy the experience. But a few months ago, as the French government was embroiled in a gender debate, some schools decided to cancel the activity. High school principals felt the subject was too risque after some conservative parental organizations said Le Mag was doing propaganda. But really, the young man tells me most of the kids they meet are open-minded.
We hear all kinds of reactions. We have people who are open, and we've seen some coming out. Feedback forms are distributed before and after the debate. And we also have people who tell us they have gay friends. Some say they're bisexual. And then we even have people who tell us that their parents are gay, and they are very proud. The reactions are very mixed. Of course, there is some reluctance, but we think it's going in the right direction.
During the sessions, the member of Le Mag openly discussed what it means to be gay or lesbian with the students. And despite some hostile reactions, Gary explains that when someone is homophobic, it is often because he has never met an LGBT person.
For many, our work is also a way to meet a gay person. We realize through our feedback forms that homophobia also comes from ignorance. Not knowing a homosexual makes the people more homophobic. We also saw that homosexuality is taboo in families. Being able to speak about it without problems allows people to be more open-minded and more accepting of homosexuals.
Ça permettait d'être plus ouvert et d'accepter plus facilement les homosexuels.
This is Fabien-Yannick Charbonnel in Paris for DW.